Questions, please.
Are you guys traveling for the weekend tonight or tomorrow evening?
We're going to leave tomorrow. Yes. Yeah, I have not had a chance to talk to Ben. I'm not sure if it's official yet, but yes, I mean, I'm very happy for Ben and Tony to be in this position and the opportunity that's in front of him. So can't tell you how proud I am of him and just the job he's done over the years, and he's definitely ready and deserving.
Mike, he almost kind of seemed like a younger version of you to me a little bit, you know, kind of from the same area and tough mentality. And I mean, how much mentoring did you feel like you did for him? And I'm not asking you to take credit for his success, but do you see some similarities between your paths?
I mean, I think, you know, a lot of us that are from that region of the country take a lot of pride in being from there, you know, Western Pennsylvania. Ben has a tremendous work ethic. I remember the first day I met him. You know, I talked to him. I was at the Indianapolis Combine. I was the offensive coordinator for the New Orleans Saints, and he had called me on the phone. Was seeking an opportunity to talk football, and he was coaching. I don't recall a school somewhere up in New York or Connecticut, and we talked on the phone that evening, and then that next day at lunch, when I was coming back from the workouts at the combine, Ben was sitting in the hotel lobby waiting for me. So, I mean, he drove all night just for an opportunity to sit down and talk football. So, you know, that's my first impression of Ben McAdoo, and then obviously to see what he's put himself in position for, you know, it's just no surprise. So, tremendously dedicated, you know, not just to his family, but to the coaching profession.
Anything new with Sam? It looks like he did quite a bit.
Hopefully, he'll do more today. I mean, that's, you know, the work today will obviously hopefully complete the protocol. But, you know, I don't have anything to announce until he completes the protocol.
So, Mike, you would see if he gets through practice today, doesn't have any headaches or anything like that, and then you would potentially, if he's going to get cleared, it would come later today or would come tomorrow?
I hope so. I mean, I hope today is the point that he completes the protocol. So,
how much was David Bakhtiari able to do, and how did he look yesterday?
He was limited yesterday. He's gonna try to do a lot more today. So today will be a big day for David.
You've been on both sides of the buy no buy coin. Is there any advantage to being on a shorter week this week compared to?
I think they both have advantages. I mean, obviously the advantage of being on the buy is you have opportunity to get healthy. And obviously, to me, health is probably the most important component anytime you line up and play. And, you know, then the other side of it is you're fresh off of playing too. So it's no different than when you have the bye already locked up and you're in week 14, 15. And then what are you doing week 16, or the 16th game, week 17? So those are all, you know, part of the strategy that you have to take with your team, because you know every coach and every player you want to keep playing because that's it keeps you in sync, it keeps your rhythm going. So I feel very good about coming off the performance we had Sunday and then being able to turn right around and just keep going.
You sense that there's a different feeling this week with the players? I know even when you guys were struggling, they said all the right things, but just us in the locker room, they just seemed to be in a different mood yesterday. Like they truly believed in.
Well, I mean, we've always believed, and I think every team has a different feeling to it. I think there's a type of energy that you tap into. That feeling definitely exists in our locker room, something we spoke about as a football team. So it's never the same. Every challenge is different. Every football team's different. I know you always want to compare things to prior success, stories of your franchise, but this is a distinctly different football team that has a lot of energy and a lot of confidence right now.
Hey, Mike, forget about the physical makeup of a left tackle body type. What do you look for mentally in a guy playing that position?
Well, left tackle, I think the tradition of the position is what you really look for. I mean, you look for a shutdown type player. You know, I think when you're evaluating personnel, if you were going to design a football team, the four components, positions that you have to have, and I just go back to my early years in Kansas City because it's the first time I'd heard that, and I believe it is your quarterback, your left tackle, you know, pass rushers and corners. So, I mean, if you want to play whatever style of, you know, football, you know, to have those four pieces in place definitely gives you the flexibility scheme-wise and do the things you want to do.
Mike, do you hold out any hope on Devontae?
I'm sorry?
Devontae for this.
I'll tell you what. If he doesn't practice, you know, by tomorrow, then he won't make it.
Mike, you haven't had Jerome Elliott for a couple of weeks. If he's able to come back, what can that do for special teams?
Well, Jerome's one of our best special team players, and he's a good matchup for us. And he's definitely a body type that you look for in special teams because he can play all the core units and. So it'd be great to get him back.
About that, what's been the key to your punt cover team? It's been so consistent all year. You just haven't given up anything on punt returns.
Well, that's the unit you put the most work in. And, we did some drill work this year that we haven't done in the past. And, give a lot of credit to Ron and Jason and the ability to stay after the fundamentals because, frankly, that's the youngest group of your team each and every year. So we dedicated more time and focus to the fundamentals, especially the coverage units, both punt and kickoff. So, and when you see your drill work carry over to the games, it's obviously what you're looking for. So, and then the other part of that is, the ball placement. To Tim is, he's done a very good job, significantly better job than last year, with the ball placement and the coverage units. So when that works, in tune, and you're obviously going to have the success.
That's good. Thank you.